Effing high, man. Well, good morning.
Another weekend in the books.
Here and gone, man. Here and gone. I was thinking of that yesterday. You know, we had a nice weekend. Didn't need to do anything too crazy because the weather was crap, but it's still like Sunday around 2, you just have this realization like, man, I might as well just go to bed now. Like, what? There's no reason for me to get excited about anything else. It's 2 o'clock. It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm gonna blink and it's going to be Monday morning.
See, here's the problem though is then if I do that, I'm up at 9 until, well, the show. Yeah. When the show starts.
What else are you doing on it? So you might as well start the crap Monday day sooner, huh?
That's when I'm starting to watch like the Twilight Zone. I'm like, I go real deep to like, something's got to make me pass out, yep, man. Yep. It's got to be a black and white show
sitting
from the 50s.
Looking at the ceiling, just going, why? Why am I doing it? Why? Anyway, well, we're here now. There's this. Might as well do it.
Oh, and then I can't do NyQuil because I'm nervous I won't wake up then.
Being a stupor there, wake up at 4 o'clock the next day like, no, it's in the afternoon, man. I slept for 36 hours. It was crazy. Anyway.
That's how it works for me.
Well, we're here now, so let's do it. It's time for your WTF of the day.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
So it's safe to say that during this pandemic, the Karens of the world, right, you know, over these last couple of years.
They all came out.
The Karens have come out. However, though, I don't want to just make it seem like it's the ladies.
It's like what the cicadas, how they come out every 20 years, but in like billions. And
yeah.
And it's huge just, numbers.
Like, God, what do we do? Can we get something here? We got some bug spray or something for these Karens?
Let's call them the cicadas. That's actually a better word
the
for them.
The cicadas, because they just come in, they annoy everyone, and then for some reason they're just gone. Like, we call
like
them out.
Like a really annoying noise. Right.
But, ladies, I don't want you to think that we're just, you know, poking at you, okay? Because there's also the guy version of the Karen, and I believe we call those Kyles, right? So you have Karens and Kyles. Damn it, Kyle. And this is a good example of a Kyle, okay? So this took place at a movie theater, and some guy was sitting in the wrong seat at a movie theater, and he refused to move. And he caused the scene for almost 3 minutes before leaving. We actually do have audio. This is real audio from the movie theater and this guy.
I pay my money. I have a right.
All right, hold on. Let's just start right there. Whenever you start bringing in the money you paid and your rights.
I pay my money. I have a right.
You know that person's going to be a problem. God. Okay, let's continue on with this fella.
Sit in your seat, correct?
Yes, seat.
That's not your seat.
How can you tell us not my seat?
Because your ticket has your seat number on it.
Whatever.
All right, right there. He should have.
I love it.
He should have.
Whatever.
He should have backed off right there. But this guy is already in it. He has been told, well, how do you know it's my seat? Because of the number.
Whatever.
All right. So instead of admitting he's wrong, he just throws out a classic.
Whatever.
And he doubles down, buddy. He doubles down. Here we go.
And this will be the last time that I come to this imagined theater.
Okay. He's getting it all within, 10 seconds, okay? So he's already just, he's been proven wrong. He's doubling down. Now he's throwing in the, well, I'm never coming back to this establishment. Good luck staying in business without my money, he continues.
All right, I paid my money. Does anybody here think back. It doesn't matter where you sit? It's not assigned seating.
It is. Go sit in your own seat.
Thank you.
I'm not going to.
So,
I love it.
No one in the he gets out to the. That's another classic Karen Kyle tick is where they then once they realize they've been backed into a corner, they're wrong. No one is with them. They try and reach out and hope that there's one other person out there that will agree with them. Unfortunately, no one did. And he goes on by saying,
"I'm not going to."
He just I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it.
I just love it when somebody gets to a point where they're so wrong, they know they're so wrong. That it's just words come out like whatever. I've done it myself, and I'm arguing with my wife, and when she's right, and I know she's right, it'll get to a point where I'm like,
whatever.
Yeah. Exactly. You just say, oh yeah. Well, you're the idiot. He's not done yet, Hunter.
Then I'm gonna ask you to leave.
You did like 4 or 5 times, and that's why now we have a disturbance. I can sit right here.
Sir, we're not doing this.
One seat off.
Are you going to listen?
All right, go ahead.
At this point.
I mean, agree sometimes.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm going to listen. I'm a reasonable guy. Go ahead.
All right, go ahead.
At this point, you are disrupting the show for these fine folks. We're going to ask you to leave. We'll get you a refund, though.
I don't know. I might want to be taken out in handcuffs now.
Hell with it. Call the cops.
Now
he's gotten so far along.
He's like, hey, go ahead. Get the cops here.
I might want to be taken out in handcuffs now.
Sir.
I want more than just a refund.
Okay.
Can I get a drink?
We'll take care of you.
Hold on. Wait. After all of this, he's negotiating now. I want more than that.
Can I get a drink?
Now he wants a drink. All right.
I want a phone call.
It's probably not going to be the small one. It's probably going to be a big drink.
Can I get a drink?
We'll take care of you in the lobby.
Fine. And then I won't come back.
Okay. Oh, wait. Now, once again, throws that back out there.
And then I won't come back.
Okay. All right. So I'm sure this place will be all right.
Okay.
Ever.
Okay.
And I'm going to make sure everybody knows about this.
Okay.
Goodbye, everyone. Enjoy your movie.
And then he ends cordially to everyone. I'm sure he took a bow.
He's not even really that mad. I think this is planned out. Dude.
Oh, my God. He just... What? I mean, that's a minute. That's just a minute of the 3 minutes. That's gold. Dude, that's gold, man. That is, like, I don't want to see that in public, but I also want to see that. Like, I want to be in a place where you just watch someone, you watch their brain melt because they've been told no for the first time in a long time.
Just a pushover argument. That's basically what it is, dude. You know?
Whatever.
I love arguing with people like this.
Well, I hope that theater can continue on. I hope they don't have to close the doors after so many storied years because this man said...
He was back the next day, dude. He was back the next day with his pop and his popcorn.
Probably wearing like sunglasses and a hat down low because he wants to get in and see.
Hey, you're the guy, aren't you?
Wants to see the new movie.
Whatever.
Oh, that's you. I know that whatever. Anyway.
Goodbye, everyone. Enjoy your movie.
Yeah, we will now that you're leaving. All right. That is your 6 a.m. WTF of the day. We'll be back.